In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen. Today, the 23rd day of the blessed month of Abib. May God end in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 45 AD, Saint Longinus, the soldier was martyred. He was from one of the regions of the Cappadocia. He was the captain of the regiment of the Roman army, Pilate, governor of Judah, appointed Longinus a captain of the group of soldiers in charge of executing the order to crucify the Lord Christ. He followed him during all the stages of his passion till the hill of Golgotha, where he and his soldier crucified the Lord. Longinus knew that they had wrongfully crucified the Lord Christ. He also noticed that endurance of the Lord to pain and his asking for the forgiveness for those who crucified him. When he saw that there was darkness over all the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, he exceedingly marveled. He shouted out, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." He also witnessed the burial of the Lord Christ and guarded the tomb of the Savior with his soldiers. When the Lord Christ rose from the dead and the tomb was sealed, he was amazed and refused the bribe of the Jews to deny the resurrection of the Lord Christ. He often asked God to reveal to him the truth, and the Lord sent to him St. Peter, the apostle, who explained to him the reality of the person of the Savior, his divinity, and the great atonement that he fulfilled on the cross. He believed, was baptized, reasoned the military service, and went back to preach the name of the Lord Christ in his country, Cappadocia. Many believed, and God wrote many splendid miracles of his hands. When Pilate heard about this, he wrote to Tiberius Caesar concerning him, who ordered to seize the saint and behead him. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom and the blessing of his praise be with us all. Amen. On this day also was the martyrdom of the chosen Saint Marina, who overcame the devil. She was one of the daughters of the nobles of Antioch, Pisidia in Asia Minor. Her parents worshipped the idols. When her mother died, her father entrusted her to a Christian family to raise her up. She narrated to her the biographies of the martyrs and what they received from happens in the eternal life. Marina longed to be martyred on the name of the Lord Christ. One day, the governor saw Marina and admired her much. He wanted to marry her, however, when he knew that she believed in the Lord Christ was a stripped and asked her to worship the idols. She utterly refused, but he tried to persuade her to obey him so he would marry her. However, she did not heed him. He became angry and ordered to come her body with sharp iron clamps, then rubbed her wounds with vinegar and lime, then impressed her. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and healed all her wounds. The next morning, the governor ordered to bring her. When he saw that she was well, he exceedingly marveled and ordered to hang her on the gymnasium and to tightly squeeze her. The angel of the Lord came and healed her. He cast her in the large cauldron filled with boiling melted lead. However, the angel of the Lord saved her. Many believed because of her and received a crown of martyrdom. When the governor became weary of torturing her, he ordered to behead her. She extended her hands, prayed, then bent her head down with great courage to the executioner, was beheaded her, and she received the crown of martyrdom. The Lord manifested from her pure body many wonders. Her body is still present in the Church of the Virgin St. Mary in Inherited Heart Room in Cairo. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah. Theseus Avalon Dios Bima Artiros
Agios Theos Agios Theos.